This is Davan Alakund. Oh, that's very convenient. Very good. Yes. This is a Parikram chair.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Have
a seat. Might need help to get up.
Yeah.
Sitting is okay.
Very good.
Very nice.
Very convenient. It's very close. You can see it's a very, very wonderful place. Just a little secluded off the Parikram path. And I often come here just to chant japa. Krishna and the cowherd boys were tending cows. This is when Krishna is living at Chatikar. So what is now called Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg, that goes up and on the corner to what used to be the National Highway. Now everyone's coming in on this Jamuna Expressway. What a horrible name, Jamuna Expressway. And there on the corner, that is Chatika, that is sort of the, from where when Nanda Maharaj came from Gokula, so then they set up here and they lived here. And they set up their carts in a semicircle, and according to some acharyas, is stretched from the Jamuna almost all the way to Nandagram. It was very big. And there's a very beautiful temple there. That's a long walk, because then you have to walk all the way back up there. Garud Govinda. And Garud Govinda is very, very old. That's Garuda. He, from Lord Ramchandra's time, he had some doubts about how it was that Lakshman actually came under the influence of Indrajit's arrow. That how is he Bhagavan? And Lord Ramachandra, and then why is he tricked by Indrajit that he's makes this magic show of killing Sita Devi? So, and that was there in the back of his mind. And then when he heard that same Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, who rides on his back, he's tending cows in Vrindavan, so he came to see. And Krishna knew that Garuda had these doubts, so when Garuda was flying overhead and he saw, here's Krishna playing with these boys, tending cows, and being extremely ordinary, even more so than Lord Ramachandra was like a human, but he was very strict about maryada. He was very strict about following rules. Krishna, he eats out of his friend's hands, and he's not very strict about, he's not, Lord Ramachandra's following the Kshatriya Dharma, Krishna's following Vaishya Dharma. Anyhow, when he was watching like this, then Krishna manifest his forearm form so that he could see that he was actually Bhagavan. And then Garuda came and asked for forgiveness. There's a very old, there's a huge, huge big kund, many times bigger than this. And there's a Garuda Govinda Mandir, which is supposed to be, the deity is very old. It's Krishna in forearm form sitting on Garuda's shoulder. Anyway, that's Chatikar. And then from there, originally when they moved, they were living in carts, bullock carts. That's how they came from Nandagram, from Nandabhavan, then they came over here. And at that time, Krishna was a little over 3 years old. So one third of Krishna's life is in Gokul, one third is here in Vrindavan, the last third is in Nandagram. And so he came, and they came here, and they were living like that. And one night, Vishvakarma came, appeared to Krishna. He says, "What can I do?" He says, all of my people are living in carts." He says, "You build houses for them." So Vishvakarma called the demigods, and while the Brijvasis were sleeping, then they built these houses. And I can't remember, Brahmanda Purana or somewhere, then it's described that there were 3-bedroom houses, 4-bedroom houses, according to, usually like that. And of course, Nanda Maharaj, when they built a big palace, and in the morning, when they woke up, then they saw all of these houses. And they had everybody's name on it. It was over the door. Everyone's name was over the door. So they just had to go see whose name was there and just move in. So I can't remember. There was either there was some deity, or Krishna had earlier told them that they should pray to Vrindavan or deity. And then Krishna said, "You see, this is the power of Vrindavan Dham." So that's how then they had all these palatial, whole Vrindavan town was there, and they were living. So Krishna and Balaram were herding calves. Well, they were herding calves or cows, I can't remember. And they were here, and so there was a forest fire. And those forest fires, there are 2 forest fires. One is here, and one is on the bank of the Jamuna, just by Kaliyagat. After Krishna had subdued Kaliya, and he went up on Dwadasa Dityatila, then it was late. So Brijbasis didn't go back. It was, it's a couple of hours to walk back there. So they rested there for the night. And then there was one demon who came there in the form of fire to try to kill them. Krishna swallowed that fire. Here, this was different. Krishna was at Krishna was in further up the Jamuna is Bandiravat, and they were resting and playing under Bandiravat. Usually under Bandiravat they had a wrestling arena, and wrestling arena with in India, it's very, wrestlers are very they have very strict regimen. They ghee, honey, that's like their diet. And so cowherd boys had this big wrestling arena, and they smear it with ghee. Anyway, that's where they would wrestle. That's also where Krishna and Srimati Radharani wrestled. And from there, the cows strayed. And they came over here, and the cowherd boys over here. And so there's this fire demon who surrounded the cowherd boys and the cows. And at that time, Balaram, same thing, killed Kalambasura at Bandiravat. Bandiravat is different than Bandiravan. Bandirvan's on the other side of the Jamuna. Bandirvat was a tree, but, and it was a tree that was a desire tree that came from the spiritual world. And cowherd boys, they used to swing from rope on the branches, you know, and then they jump in the, you know, you swing on the rope like Tarzan, and then, and here, Gurukula used to come here, our Gurukul boys, and they had a rope on this tree, and they would do the same thing from here. They would swing on a rope and then jump in. I guess the water's cold, because usually the villagers, they also come and they jump off here and they jump in the water. Sometimes the water's higher. And they were playing there, and then they came here and they called for Krishna. And so Krishna came, and then he told the cowherd boys, okay, you all close your eyes. So this is a place of great faith, because it's one thing that you're surrounded by fire, and it's something else, and then Krishna says, all right, now close your eyes. So they closed their eyes, because they had faith in Krishna, and Krishna swallowed the fire. There are different reasons. One is, if the cowherd boys saw Krishna swallowing fire, they would, just be careful, monkey, they would die. Out of love for Krishna, they would die. And if they then told Mother Yashoda, she would become very, very upset. So Krishna asked them to close their eyes, and then he swallowed the fire, and of course gave that demon liberation. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives a correlation between all of these demons and different anartha, and I cannot remember what that is. Hare Krishna. I cannot remember what the anartha, but nonetheless, Shamshara Davan Alalida Loka. Every morning we're singing like that. That Krishna says, Kama Isha, Kroja Isha, Raja, Guna, Shamudbhava, Mahashona, Mahapapa. That this Kama, this is like fire. Pralambasura is the embodiment of lust. And hearing about how he is killed, he must be related somehow or another to Prahlada Maharaj, because Balaram killed him. The demons that, because Krishna will not, there are many demons that Krishna doesn't kill, because he promised Prahlada Maharaj, Nrisimhadev, that he would not harm his family members. That didn't mean that they wouldn't be killed, it's just that he wouldn't kill them. So those Balaram killed. And so Krishna says that this Kama Isha, lust doesn't just mean sex life, but Kaviraj Goswami explains that this what is the verse?
Krishnendra
Priti, yes, on Tripali Kam. That, how does it go?
Atmendra
Priti, on Tripali Kam, Krishnendra Tati Premanam. Atmendra Priti. Any priti or any affection that we have for Atma, for ourselves, or for those things that are extension of ourselves, that's called kam. And Krishnendriya Priti. When we have some affection for satisfying the indriya, the senses of Krishna, tata premanam, that's love. So it's not just a simple thing like overcoming the sexual urge. This kam is a very deep-rooted thing. All of our attachments, that whether Maharaj Rishabhdev said that punksa, striya, maituni, bhava, metar, all of these things, these are all actually kam. So overcoming those things is not very easy. But here, when we pray to that, then Krishna swallows or quenches that fire of lust within the heart, which actually is not something that you can destroy. It has to be turned towards Krishna. So it is Atmendriya to Krishnendriya Priti. You turn that affection to Krishna, one way or another. And that's what really Krishna consciousness is. So Gyanis, yogis, they want to negate this. You cannot negate it. Lord Kapila Dev says, in this universe, there's only Narayana Rishi. No one else is free from the attraction between man and woman. There's a lot of living entities in this universe. He says there's only one. Prabhupada was Prabhupada gave Tamal Krishna Maharaj sannyas in Jaipur, and Prabhupada was on his platform and he was giving class, and all the people coming and trying to touch Prabhupada's feet. So Prabhupada says, you know why they want to touch my feet? It's because I've overcome sex life. So that is our prayer, and I think it's a good opportunity. We can. What's the time?
Time is 10 past 11.
10 past 11.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We should take out a little time to pray. I see. I don't know what the particular story is of this vat, you know? Tree?
They're very auspicious. Both tree was there.
Huh?
Both tree. Aswatthana.
It is a banyan tree. So banyan tree is worshipable. In terms of Leela, I've not heard that it has any particular significant. But let's pray, and then let's talk a little about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming here to Vrindavan.